Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Namaiva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata. Krishna book as given to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Chapter 86, which is going to be in three parts. The kidnapping of Subhadra, Lord Krishna's visiting Srutadev, and Lord Krishna visiting Bahulashva. After hearing of the incidents described in the last chapter, King Parikshit became more inquisitive to hear about Krishna and his pastimes. And thus he inquired from Shukadeva Goswami how his grandmother, Subhadra, was kidnapped by his grandfather, Arjuna, at the instigation of Lord Krishna. King Parikshit was very eager to learn how his grandfather kidnapped and married his grandmother. Thus, Shukadeva Goswami began to narrate the story as follows. Once upon a time, King Parikshit's grandfather Arjuna, the great hero, was visiting several holy places of pilgrimage. And while thus traveling all over, he happened to come to Prabhasa Kshetra. In Prabhasa Kshetra, he heard the news that Lord Balaram was negotiating the marriage of Subhadra, the daughter of Arjuna's maternal uncle, Vasudev. Although her father, Vasudev, and her brother Krishna were not in agreement with him, Balaram was in favor of marrying Subhadra to Duryodhana. Arjuna, however, desired to gain Subhadra's hand for himself. As he thought of Subhadra and her beauty, Arjuna became more and more captivated with the idea of marrying her. And with a plan in mind, he dressed himself like a Vaishnava sannyasi, carrying a trident in his hand. The Mayavadi sannyasis take one danda, or one rod, whereas the Vaishnava sannyasis take three dandas, or three rods. The three rods, or tridanda, indicate that a Vaishnava sannyasi vows to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his body, mind, and words. The system of Tridanda sannyasa has been in existence for a long time, and the Vaishnava sannyasis are called Tridandis, or sometimes Tridandi Swamis, or Tridandi Goswamis. Sannyasis are generally meant to travel all over the country for preaching work. But during the 4 months of the rainy season in India, from July through October. They do not travel, but take shelter in one place and remain there without moving. This non-movement of the sannyasi is called Chaturmasya Vrata. When a sannyasi stays in one place for these 4 months, the local inhabitants of that place take advantage of his presence to become spiritually advanced. Arjuna, in the dress of a Tridandi sannyasi, remained in the city of Dwaraka for the 4 months of the rainy season, devising a plan whereby he could get Subhadra as his wife. None of the inhabitants of Dwaraka, including Lord Balaram, could recognize the sannyasi to be Arjuna. Therefore, all of them offered their respects and obeisances to the sannyasi without knowing the actual situation. One day, Lord Balarama invited this particular sannyasi to lunch at his home. Balaramaji very respectfully offered him all kinds of palatable dishes, and the so-called sannyasi was eating sumptuously. While eating at the home of Balaramaji, Arjuna was simply looking at beautiful Subhadra, who was very enchanting to great heroes and kings. Out of love for her, Arjuna's eyes brightened, and he looked at her with glittering eyes. Arjuna decided that somehow or other he would achieve Subhadra as his wife, and his mind became agitated on account of this strong desire. Arjuna, the grandfather of Maharaja Parikshit, was himself extraordinarily beautiful, and his bodily structure was very attractive to Subhadra, who decided within her mind that she would accept only Arjuna as her husband. As a simple girl, she was smiling with great pleasure, looking at Arjuna. Thus Arjuna also became more and more attracted by her. In this way, Subhadra dedicated herself to Arjuna, and he resolved to marry her by any means. He then became absorbed 24 hours a day in thought of how he could get Subhadra as his wife. He was afflicted with the thought of getting Subhadra and had not a moment's peace of mind. Once upon a time, Subhadra, seated on a chariot, came out of the palace fort to see the gods in the temple. Arjuna took this opportunity, and with the permission of Vasudeva and Devaki, he kidnapped her. After getting on Subhadra's chariot, he prepared himself for a fight. taking up his bow and holding off with his arrows the soldiers ordered to check him. Arjuna took Subhadra away. While Subhadra was thus being kidnapped by Arjuna, her relatives and family members began to cry. But still, he took her, just as a lion takes his prey and departs. When it was disclosed to Lord Balarama that the so-called sannyasi was Arjuna, who had planned such a device simply to take away Subhadra, and that he had actually taken her, Balaram became very angry. Just as the waves of the ocean become agitated on a full moon day, Lord Balarama became greatly disturbed. Lord Krishna was in favor of Arjuna. Therefore, along with other members of the family, he tried to pacify Balarama by falling at his feet and begging him to pardon Arjuna. Krishna convinced Lord Balaram that Subhadra was attached to Arjuna, and thus Balaram became pleased to know that she wanted Arjuna as her husband. The matter was settled, and to please the newly married couple, Lord Balarama arranged to send a dowry consisting of an abundance of riches, including elephants, chariots, horses, men servants, and maid servants.
Arjuna disguised as a sailor man came to visit Lord Balarama. With a plan in mind, he came to see if Subhadra he could marry. Arjuna came to lunch one day with a hope to steal her heart away. That's when she gave her love to him, so her hand in marriage he could win. But Balaram had a plan in mind of who she should marry. Give our tune and it didn't defeat.